Welcome to the program this morning. Jesus is alive. Amen and amen. You see, strength is working in us. His life is working in us. Amen and amen and amen. Pick up your holy body and let us pray together. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. I'm Edmond Sokwerede, and this morning we are in for a Holy Spirit drive as we pray in the Spirit. I trust you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water is the best food for the human body, and I cannot overemphasize on it. And the Holy Spirit has given us the blessing of the advice and the benefit of water therapy. Oh, good morning, saints. Wherever you're listening from, this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Let's begin. Wherever you are, shake your body, move yourself. The Lord is working in your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ron sevra ikiproskos angekla apada. Mazika terususupi imparote. Salalavangi prataskosha ketali pataya. Ma fa sepa jube inketek tenkla avante kuskus tubiandel fekosapushkera. Nabatande tiski paroto rumesika shadabari. La vericumanda secatocle iki factander ki soxus bi brodo calco brinki tek soxacare. Manta de factus iden dengla and dea clombe the soxus bredigla catosabare. Pray in the Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. Rova crombe in scopra and darican tek soxim super indazuki laftombra akashakshe sakere. Rakteke fa neinda dukuzikshu se katale katente se teri se tori nere la levi la mi show pradala. Tekere frandere kizikshi sop me intar kantuk seksu sekshi se indeli klif lo mani show kem pek tomoro ma mandala pashe katikre dizo kolo brendo bala makari. Shaktande vanta. Mi jekele kefa neindo dur sukshi so ledari krandere kasakshi so koro mentere metheru sukare bako sek nefrada baye. Anche kola girigile ki sekshu si keli momon kapatande breduze ke kaseshu kel pep mon palagre. Shale ke tento sek ju kel ke grodeno benzo koshano man kapate. Sapseke de gire men kenklo uki vando basheka tama la pashkare. Seke tekle inkibo mara nari gatis ke skoparume jiketikle itu supiri enara marona sekshu sekla ankama la bari. Patereso ki taris sakshan dama ratikla akto se ben kalo bodon vetesuk shi sekere babaye. Prato sekin jeke kla kantama ram shak shok sembek in tekun lupek misik shi sekan talanda rebari. Nare ka teku siki jalu kapare. Madhe vori misik shu si tale tander ki sak shu sop mento prada lama kasa shikere. Moba ka lik sik sik shu si ketendo bele me kengsi kashento la mandara kasakare. Brother can sok le pet ne le mengeli farunama sara bakasha tama le poka segeli gli kasopere. Nein tere ke zikshi se kembek monji de kusela mama kapashanabari. Iki bora matam bali mokot nefek sik sok sengeli gle ingi bene vedendu ze menkla ankama dan tobe de brodu shakaya. Bradoze kekele fikci sonka inkade noma mankama le poco sokshi sedle glei kature ma kapase. Nan talebo kashek teke sekshi sele le levikaya. Rum randala kante poco sokshin set nepore narana mankapa shekere. Man seteri kat loko pok mun jola ma makate mbredika salabari. Pray in the Spirit. Stir up yourself in the Spirit. for the word, for the direction, for what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be doing in your life this morning, this moment. Napsebra okule mentosa injekate ma idereba kose itiki sobe inguvra dalamashkari. Maseka pafa tinja kot longo dombre dengaze keshuki kalaman tabadi. Keso kubama raman san kalama degre dize keke le kavra di sekshuzabe mokara. Nehira kat lo peket nesik shiziki bok lendere ma makabari. Nein daru sakshara bahaya. Brodoze keke bak manjira bak masharabari. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered to the heart of man what God has in store, what God has prepared for those who love Him. We celebrate keep more canterebo satalabaya. Jeke fi monde greikis kama tama lama gume de vasuki panamari. Vangsheke bek mon kalabande breduze kekilifik mesho kalem frandalama ki kasobre ekipo nembere mes sombra akalaya. Naskobe kenjika tika pit mado meluk mesin sinki puk musana mama kabadu. Ndike puk moshendi ba mole levelu isi pelende le fandaya. Eke bek moshin shendi ba kalabadu. Reke deka debok mashindi bakari. Rungri ankama malakari. Eyakopok mashindi bak masindi. Pik masandabala makalabari. Vante ikisko kembe ikado the insop change up e faru mentor is a ket leduz and lembra akama taya. Prato saregedinki krato section sinki pak mashandabari. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. According to the power that is at work within us, his power. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or imagine. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or imagine or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are my hiding place. You always fill me with songs of deliverance. And whenever I'm in need or afraid, I trust in you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. I'm what God says I am. Give a talking session. Speak of who you are. I'm what God says I am. I'm walking in power. I walk in victory. These 7 days, I'm sentenced to praise Yahweh. These 7 days, they are the days I will live to remember for the rest of my life. Heaven on earth. Heaven on earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word is working mightily in me. Your word is working in my family. Your word is working in the lives of my children. Your word is working in my finances. Your word is working. Your word is working. Your word is working. I am what God says I am. I am head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am the healed. I'm not looking for healing. I'm not waiting for healing. Healing is in my body. Healing is in my blood. Healing is in my heart. Healing is in my bones. Healing is in my flesh. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Healing is inside of me. Healing is inside of me. Healing is inside of me. Healing. Healing is inside of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Blood, bones, flesh, listen to the word of God from my mouth. You cannot go beyond the word of God. There is healing in my body. There is healing in my blood. There is healing in my flesh. By the stripes of Jesus, I received healing, deliverance, and breakthrough. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. Favor is mine. Favor is mine. My family is highly favored. My children are highly favored. Favor is my name. I walk in power and victory. I walk in the grace of the Lord. I am what God says I am. I have the peace of Almighty God, and He's working in me, He's working in my family. I am love. I am light. I and the Word of God are one. We flow together. We function together. I live in the Word. The Word lives in me. I and the Word of God are one. That's why I'm light in a dark world. That's why I'm healing in a sick world. That's why Christ is made unto me wisdom. Christ is made unto me wisdom. I function in the wisdom of God. I function in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherever you're listening from, it's a beautiful day, beautiful Wednesday, where we celebrate our faith. And you learn to speak these words over and over again to yourself. You learn to speak these words. They are words of faith. They are words of faith. You learn to speak these words. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This morning I bring a very special word to you from the presence of your Father. You are a king. The Lord says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, He says to us that the scripture was written, you know, by the influence of the Holy Spirit by the Apostle John. The Spirit of God was witnessing. It says, He has made us a kingdom. In verse 6, He said, He has made us a kingdom, in one translation, ISV. So He has made us a kingdom. He has made us priests for His God and Father. Be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. I like the way the King James Version put it. He said, we have been made kings and priests. I couldn't understand it much better than how the King James Version puts it. This morning, I bring to you, whether you are a woman or a man, whether you are a boy or a girl, you are a king. Your situation is made for you to govern. The things that are happening around you is made for you to change them. I read another verse for you in the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? You are part of the ruling body of the universe. The Lord said in John chapter 17, He said that they may know that I am in them, they in me, and thou art in me, and that we all are one. The Lord and the Father are one in us. Saints, be joyful, for the mountain that is in front of you, it only came to confirm that you are a king. The situation that surrounds you, it only came to confirm that truly your authority is from Yahweh, is not by yourself. Don't be carried away by the things that are happening around you. Focus on who He said you are. You are a king. Your situation is your territory. Govern it. Rule it. Reign over it. Every king has their domain. Every king has their empire. And in the kingdom of God, we don't have an empire that is a different empire than the kingdom of God. We have one empire. But you see, we have our domain and territories. Our territory is that confinement where the kingly connection or the kingly authentic connection of the kingdom of God in us is manifested, and that is in our situation. In your situation, you are the king. Where the word of the king is, there is power, the scripture says. The Lord went on to say in Matthew chapter 12, by your words you can be bound. By your words you can be free. By your words you can free your family. By your words you can bind your family. You can put your children under bondage by your words. You can put your family under bondage by your words. You can put your wife or husband under bondage by your words. I have decided in my life, I will use my words to rule my situation. I will use my words to govern my family. I will use my words to free my wife, to free my children, to free my loved ones, my mom, and my loved ones, my siblings. I will use my words. I'm making unending progress. This word is a powerful word. This year is a year of fulfillment for me. I see the fulfillment of prophecy. I see the fulfillment of destiny. I see the fulfillment of His word in every area of my life. I rest in the identity of Christ. I rest in the life. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith on the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I am what God says I am. These are words that are born from the presence of God and by the Spirit of God. He said, in a beautiful way, He said that you have overcome the world. He said you have overcome the world. He told us you have overcome the world because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I am not bothering about the difficulties I face. I look into the one that is inside of me. I say to you, don't bother about the difficulties you face. Look to the greater one inside of you. We are overcomers. We are world overcomers. You are a king. You are a king. Yesterday, the Spirit of the Lord beautifully was telling us about how we can know when the Spirit of God is leading us, how we can flow in the universal family, in the universal ruling family, divine monarchy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, at the sound of my voice, wherever you have disconnected from your kingly manifestation in Christ Jesus, be reconnected in Jesus Christ's name. Whether it is something that has given you pain, whether it is something that is disturbing you, be reconnected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Saints, you are King. You are King. I am not simply addressing you as a king. I am not just giving you a title. It is God who made you a king. He made you a ruler. Not a guest. You are not a guest in this world. You are a ruler. You are not a mere creation in this world. You are in the governing body of the universe, the family of God. Use your rights and privileges effectively. And men like us are placed over you or in your life to help you, to equip you, to effectively appropriate your authority, changing situations around you, causing things to change. You are not a failure. You are not a sick person. You are not a weakling. You are the seed of the righteous. You are the seed of Christ. You are born of God. And the Bible truly says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Good morning, King. Good morning, Priest of the Most High God. Rule your situation. Speak over your situation. God is using you to cause changes in the life of people. As much as you can see, you can accomplish. As much as you can dream, you can accomplish. Age is not a barrier. Health is not a barrier. Finances is not a barrier. As much as you can see, you can overcome. You can reign. You have overcome in Him. Thank you, Lord. He said in John's Gospel, chapter 17, in the last verse, somewhere in 33, in the last verse, he said, 16, pardon, John's Gospel, chapter number 16, somewhere in 33rd verse, he said, cheer up, I have overcome the world. Before he said that, he said, in me, in the world you have tribulation, but in me you have peace. He says, cheer up, I have overcome the world. His victory is my victory, because His life is my life. I repeat myself, it is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith on the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Your reigning has nothing to do with your location. It has something to do with your connection. You are connected to the living Christ, and His life is in you. Let Christ increase, and let your identity about yourself decrease. Like John the Baptist would say, that he may increase and that I may decrease. A beautiful revelation from one of the greatest prophets that has ever lived. When Christ increases in us, the fragrance of his majesty, destiny and purpose comes to light. I see a new day dawning in your life and in your destiny. There is nothing that is not within your fingertips. Your words are creative forces. Your life is an effective life of Christ that you have received. Congratulations this morning, kings and priests of the Most High God. Govern, rule, don't be a cruel king, for there is a King of Kings who will judge your judgments. Don't be a cruel king, be a loving king. As a matter of fact, you belong to the kingdom of love. You are a love king. Rule in love. Have mercy. And let the word of God work through you. Amen and amen and amen. I had a beautiful time with you this morning, you all this morning. And it's so beautiful. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for all the kings and priests of the Most High God this morning. I ask that your presence, your fresh anointing, be stirred up from within them. Be stirred up from within them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Be stirred up from within them. Every dream that is not of God, every feeling that is not of God, I speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let my people go. Now. In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. Your words are power. Their life is manifestation of your power. And their decisions today and whatever they go ahead to do today is a function of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Thank you, Father. Evil dreams cannot operate here. Poison cannot operate in their body. Thank you for freedom that you have given to us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every king listening to me, whatever they see, whatever they set their eyes on is possible. And they will accomplish it. I give you praise for it in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen and amen. Listen to this announcement. Today is the last day of 7 days of praise. Yes, you know, 7 days of praise is beautiful. It's amazing. We thank God for what He's doing. Our lives, our situation. Today, we're going to bombard our Twitter account. We're going to bombard our phone line with the praise of Yahweh. We will remember every little benefit that we have in Yahweh. And the devil is going to be sick of our praise tonight. Past midnight. That's 12 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And we will be doing this. We will be doing this not just for 7 days, but in our private lives, we use this weapon of praise to be a lifestyle. I thank every one of you who's been part of it. Today is the last day. Let's close it in a grand style. So now I announce to you, 15th of February. Not 15th of February, the first Sunday of February, pardon. The first Sunday of February is World Changers Conference. World Changers Conference. And that first Sunday of February will be, thank you, Holy Spirit, will be fourth. Fourth. The number four will be fourth. Fourth is the first Sunday of February. And fourth is World Changes Conference. I want you to be part of it. World Changes Conference. It's a very important meeting for me because the Lord has chosen to do very wonderful things. I sense that in my spirit. And so from wherever you're listening to us from, try to participate in it. Right from our app, there are headings and tiles. The tiles are those boxes that you get. You see, sometimes you see the pictures, you know, that I and Prophetess Joanna update on our social network. And when you click those pictures, you're able to go to the message which you're hearing this morning. You're able to get the message. You're able to download it into your device and share with your friends. When you follow those tiles, you're able to get into our services live. So wherever you are, TAN Radio app has the link that will connect you to our live services. So Indian Standard Time, we will be one service, 7:30 a.m., 4th of February, World Changers Conference. God wants to speak things into the life of the kings and priests of the Most High God, and it's amazing. I leave you with a beautiful song this morning. And it is titled Way Maker. This song is requested by one of the king and priest of the Most High God in the house, and I want you to enjoy this song, and I'll see you past midnight. Jesus is Lord. I love you all. See you in this last day of 7 days of praise. Past midnight. See you.
Miracle worker, promise keeper. touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de devotion de amazeke ane.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.